I still think that you should just have the players there, even if they more or less can't run, because the opposition have to react to you. When they see you take out one of your best players, that gives you another inspiration. Hi, my name is Jan Fjørtoft, and this is a special episode on the European Cup with three German teams involved, and a great week for Germany. Not perfect, we'll talk more about that, but a great week for them. I am on my own today because the host, Markus Fjørtoft, has done his wisdom teeth, or tooth, if I say right here. And he's a bit drugged up to do this episode, so I am sitting at Oslo Airport on my way to England. Even by my standards, I got a hectic week in football coming up, as it is the end of the Premier League. So I'm doing Fulham, Manchester City tomorrow, Saturday. Then on Sunday, Manchester United, Arsenal, Aston Villa against Liverpool on Monday, and then Spurs City on Wednesday. Then I'll be home for some days, and then I go over for the last round of the season. But I'm on my own, so I'll try to get through it this without Marcus. It started all on Tuesday, of course. Dortmund, who was in a group of death. I mean, and you see that group of death. Remember how close Newcastle was to come on the next stage in that group. Dortmund winning that group. And now PSG was that close to come into the Champions League final. But Dortmund are there. Let's first take the case for PSG. I mean, how can you hit the post six times in two games? Six times, that is just unbelievable. I'm not trying to take something away from Dortmund, because Dortmund deservedly are in the final when you see that road they've had to Wembley this time. And Mats Hummels getting the winner. And Mats Hummels, I've been critical to Mats Hummels because sometimes I find his defensive skills has not been up to the standards he has set in his overall play. But I have to be impressed the way he's always bouncing back. He's like 35, was it 163 days? Because that was in his age and scoring a knockout stage. That was up with all the records. But not only did he score the goal, he was magnificent. The way he kind of managed to hide his weak skills, so to say. He's not the quickest anymore, but still, he's so much in control. I have to get a big compliment also to Schlotterbeck, who kind of did that for them. And over two games, yes, six times hitting the post, but still, at the end of the day, the history books will tell you that Dortmund over two games had two clean sheets, which is fantastic. And now they're in the final again for the first time since 2013. There will be some big duels coming up there, but it's also will be a big Auf Wiedersehen, as Marco Reus has said that he will leave Dortmund. He's not saying he retired, but he will leave Dortmund. And his last game ever for his boyhood, or for his favorite club, Dortmund, will be in the final in the Champions League. What they do say is that he will probably come back as an ambassador for the club, and I think that is very wise. He's been a bit unlucky with his career. Marco Reus has missing out some big wins, talking about the World Cup finals, through injuries. But he can also play well, as he's shown in the last league round, where he scored 1-2 assists in front of the yellow wall after he announced that he will leave the club. Just show you the big skill of Marco Reus. Then the next day, that was Wednesday, there was 2-2 in the first game, Bayern Munich against Real Madrid. Bayern Munich feel maybe they should have had more out of that first game, as everybody more or less do against Real Madrid. But still, at the end of the day, Real Madrid is in the final again. There's a lot of things to talk about from this game at the magnificent Santiago Bernabeu. First of all, the goal from Davies, coming on his left peg, left sides, and going in right. And I think Rüdiger, the Real Madrid defender, think, yeah, let's have a try on his right foot. But what a goal on his weak foot. If that is your weak foot, wow. And it was 1-0 for Bayern, and you kind of felt that this could be an all-German final, same like in 2013. But Real Madrid is Real Madrid. A lot have been discussed about the changes, the substitutions Tuchel did. I think it was wrong to take out Harry Kane. Yes, I hear Thomas Tuchel. I hear him saying that he was injured, but I still, or he had problem with his back. But still, 4 or 5 minutes to go, or of the normal time, then extra time, injury time, maybe penalties. I just feel that Harry Kane should have been kept in there. I also think, as when Ståle Solbakken took out Haaland against Scotland, I still think that you should just have the players there, even if they more or less can't run, because the opposition have to react to you. When they see you take out one of your best players, that gives you another inspiration. What else Ancelotti is doing? He's putting on Joselu. Joselu, if you have a look at his clubs, where he's been in his career, this is an adventure. That is Stoke City, that is Hoffenheim, and no disrespect to, and even Espanyol last season, coming on loan to Real Madrid, and he scores 2 goals in a semi-final, the greatest night of his football career. Good goals as well, of course. You have a good cross, of course. You have to put that in. That is a 2-1 goal. And then you will see he's lucky on the first one because Neuer is doing a mistake. But you have to go for the rebound. You have to go for the possible rebounds, as I was learned when I was a kid. And talking about Manuel Neuer, a man of the match performance, and then this happening. And that is, I guess, the individual players on a pitch are the strikers and the goalkeepers. Because if you do one mistake, it's so costly. Yes, host Marcus Fjørtoft, who used to be a centre half, will say that costly for us to do a mistake as well. Yeah, absolutely. But it's so there for all to be seen. And Manuel Neuer after the game, of course, so depressed, so disappointed, got himself in front of the cameras, what I always find shows a great character. But that rebound, the ball is bouncing up. And Vinicius Junior had tried all game. It seemed like it was a battle between Vinicius Junior and Manuel Neuer. And Manuel Neuer always ending up to be the winner. Seemed that he could take his Bayern into another final, but it was not to be. And then you had the controversial thing at the end there. There are two big mistakes with that so-called equalizer by Bayern. First of all, the linesman, because that was a tight decision and it showed afterwards it wasn't an offside anyway, you should have a heavy flag. So everybody who has been critical to heavy flag, they can't say anything now because heavy flag is a good idea. He didn't do that, got his flag up, and the referee then kind of lost it, didn't he? Because he blew straight away. So meaning that VAR could not come in play. So also, I've seen some of the discussions saying afterwards, saying that that shows that VAR is not working. VAR couldn't do anything because it was blown. And then there was an action afterwards, De Ligt scoring for Bayern. Bayern, German media especially, saying this is a big scandalous. Yes, it was. It was a bad decision. It was a bad decision in the semi-final, at the end of a semi-final at Santiago Bernabeu. But I'm a bit with Ancelotti there. I think that Lunin and some of the defenders, at least one of the defenders of Real Madrid, kind of didn't go into that press because they heard the whistle. So we're not 100% sure if that would have stood, that goal been stood. But of course, I do respect Bayern and I do understand Bayern that that was a scandalous decision, firstly by the linesman, then from the referee. I'm talking about Tuchel doing the swap substitution he did, Ancelotti doing fantastic with Joselu. He can also take out Kroos and put on Modric. Is not bad, is it? But still, I think when we see the Champions League record of Ancelotti, and I guess I would like to have Marcus here now to correct me if I'm wrong, but I think this is the sixth final and he won four or something like that. Or he's been six and won four, won it as a player as well. He's nearly underestimated. And I'm saying on that level because when we talked about the best coaches in the world, Ancelotti will be in the portfolio of candidates. But I think that Ancelotti now, he's writing his name with a gold quite literally gold signing, as he's done it again with this team. And same, he's taking it to the final, he will win the La Liga, and at the same time, he's building up one of the most frightening young teams ever seen. Now it looks likely that he will get Mbappé as well. Got Vinicius Junior in the same position, so to say. I think that Mbappé will score more goals than Vinicius Junior, but wow, Vinicius Junior's season so far, fantastic. The way he takes on people, the way he has that arrogant, kind of lovely temperament, attitude when he take on people, it's fantastic. You got Jude Bellingham, who will play against his former team in the final. So many stories going there. Jadon Sancho, I forgot. I mean, been kicked out of Manchester United and now he's in the Champions League final. He's very contagious with the way he's played football. I followed him very closely at Dortmund when Erling Haaland was there, of course. And you can see he's back to his best. So it's going to be a great final. I love finals when you have a outsider with a chance and a big favourite that's got a lot to lose. Real Madrid will say others, but of course, Real Madrid will be the favourite at Wembley. I'm so looking forward to go there, but I'm so happy and I so respect Dortmund for what they have done this season. Fifth in the Bundesliga and now at the Champions League final, because the best team in Germany, Bayer Leverkusen, they're playing the Europa League. I was at studio yesterday, Thursday evening, discussing, is Leverkusen the best team in the world right now? Well, we'll never tell, will we? Because they are in the Europa League, not in the Champions League. Same story. I mean, should we say breaking news? Should we say that is surprising? 2-0 down yesterday against Roma at home. 2-2 on aggregate. Seemed that it could be go to extra time. Then, of course, and I say of course, quote, there is an own goal for Roma. Goalkeeper didn't look well. Mancini was the guy who made the own goal itself. Smalling didn't look well there when he went into his own keeper. 2-1. And I mean, that was okay. I prepared myself for my statement after for the game to say maybe that was good for Leverkusen, losing the game now. Now they don't have to talk about that record. They just have to talk about winning two more titles, Europa League and the Cup final as the last game of the season. But of course, Stanisic, who did the same against Dortmund, going through with his right foot, which is his best foot, come in and do a trick that he's shooting. And the whole Real Madrid, Roma team went down and he just takes it around and cleverly, as the best goal getter, find the wide corner and 2-2. 49th time of the season they haven't lost. It's 41 wins, 8 draws. Leverkusen, Xabi Alonso, they are going for records. And again, yesterday, he swapped around six changes from Frankfurt. There was 8 changes from the game against Roma, the first leg, and so on. He's just doing it for fun, isn't he, Xabi Alonso? Let's see if that ends up with a treble, and maybe then we'll have a special episode to nominate the best team ever in one season. There are some candidates, yes, the Invincibles. There are Chelsea team with Mourinho in his first spell, Manchester United, Liverpool in the 70s, and so on. That could be a funny episode. So great, great week for German football, Bayern out, Dortmund in the final, and now it's Atalanta against Leverkusen in the Europa League final in Dublin. So many games to look forward to. I wish Marcus all the best about his recovery after taking out that tooth. He sent me a photo, didn't look that bad, but being drugged up, we couldn't risk him taking him on this episode. Thank you to all new subscribers. We would love you to subscribe. That is very inspiring for us. When you want to be a part of our community, you can listen to this on podcast platforms or also at a YouTube channel that we have, the German Fußball Podcast. We also love your replies and comments to the episodes. Keep them coming on YouTube or at X, both for Marcus Fjørtoft and myself. It's a lot of inspiration and knowledge that we're getting from you, so thank you very much. So that was our special episode on the European Cup this week. Now I have to get myself on a plane, get myself to England, and we'll see who will be the champion of the Premier League this season. Auf Wiedersehen.